Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. Recently, in the State of the Union address, which was given by President Barack Hussein Obama, there was a little bit more emotion there because some of those who critique his speech of the Republicans saw that he did not mention Al-Qaeda, he did not mention Boko Haram, he did not mention ISIS, as if President Obama have made a great error, not knowing that what Obama is doing today is no different than what George W. Bush did 13 years ago in the first the State of the Union address just after September 11. You see, I believe what the President George W. Bush did 13 years ago is more harmful and more dangerous than Obama ignoring the problem we have with Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or ISIS. Once again, the problem we have in the Middle East and around the world is Islam. So instead of Obama ignoring the problem of Islam, President Bush actually bragged about how beautiful Islam is, how loving and peaceful Islam is, and how much he respects the religion of Islam. As a matter of fact, I see what Bush did is the reason why we have Obama, and what Bush did is the reason why Obama is not speaking about these radical Muslims, as Bush himself renamed them 14 years ago. Their name were Muslim believers, and Bush calls them radical Muslims. Well, I know that many people, those Republicans, those conservatives, are very upset with me since September 11 because I called Mr. Bush a liar when he spoke about Muslims and Islam, and I don't think American people understood why I did what I did. I called the president a liar because I know the result of his lies and the political correctness which he led us through all these years. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, when we were attacked on September 11 and I heard this president speaking highly of Muslim and Islam, I could not help it. The jealousy in my heart for the love of America ate me. I could not help it but to call him a big fat liar. And those who said to me, well, Brother Usama, you should not speak like that about our president. Brother Usama, you need to respect the office for the president. And I said to the American people, this man has disrespected the White House. This man has disrespected our constitution. This man has disrespected everything of our fiber because he defended the most barbaric cult, the cult of Islam. That is the sin of Bush. And now, 14 years later, the American people see that I was right. You are now tasting the fruit which fall of the tree which Bush planted in the White House. Because of Bush, we received Obama. And because of Bush, we got what we have here today. Now, I want to remind you of what George W. Bush said to the American people. As a matter of fact, what he said to the Muslims worldwide in his first State of the Union. And let me remind you again that this was his first speech after September 11. Now, listen to his own words, President George W. Bush.
I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans and by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. Its teachings are good and peaceful. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah.
Did you hear the claps of all our 100 senators? Did you hear the claps of all our servicemen and women in the Congress? Did you hear the claps of your leaders, America, for the lies and the hogwash of George W. Bush, which he represents to the American people and to the Muslim world just a few weeks after September 11? Yes, indeed. That's why we have what we have today in America. Now, let me critique for you what Mr. Bush has told us here in that speech. I will take it one piece at a time. First, he said,
I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith.
Mr. Bush here was speaking to the Muslims in America and around the world. And he said, we respect your faith. It is a crime that George W. Bush called Islam this barbaric cult a faith. What does he know about Islam? Anything at all? Have you ever read the Quran? Have you really spent any time to read what Muhammad said in the Hadith? How can President Bush respect a cult and call it a faith if he does not have the correct information about it? And that is the political correctness, the destruction of America. It was founded by George W. Bush in this speech just after September 11. Listen a little bit more. He continued by stating,
it's practiced freely by many millions of Americans and by millions more in countries that America counts as friends.
Yes, indeed. It was practiced by the 19 hijacker just few months before Mr. Bush gives this lecture to the politician and to the American people and to the Muslims. Because September 11 was nothing but the practice of the commands, the words of Allah in the Quran. And they practice it in America freely. And Muslims around the world also practice this cult, the cult of Islam, freely. As long as they have the opportunity to kill Christians, to kill Jews, to burn churches and synagogues, to harass the people of the earth who do not believe in this cult, the cult of Islam. But also President Bush stated that these Muslims are our friends. Like when he came back from Saudi Arabia and he assured the American people that Saudi is our friend. No, Mr. President, Saudis are not our friends, Muslims are not our friends, and any Muslim who believe in the words of Allah in the Quran, and any Muslim who believe in the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith cannot be a friend to you, Mr. President, or to any of the Americans at all. And I know, Mr. President, that you lied to the American people simply because you could not handle the truth that we are in war with Islam. And now let me prove to you, Mr. President, and to all the Americans, that you were wrong when you said that Muslims are friends with us. And here is the words of Allah in the Quran. And I believe that Allah knows Islam much better than any of our politicians in America. For in Allah's word, in Quran chapter 5 and verse 51, we read, O you who have believed. Notice, Mr. President, Allah here is speaking to the Muslim believers, not to the radical Muslims, as you have stated so many times in your lectures. It is Allah speaking to the believers. And Allah said, do not, and I repeat again, it is do not, Mr. President. Allah said, do not take the Jews and the Christians as friends. They are friend to one another, and whoever among you takes them as friends, so surely he is of them. Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. So now we know, Mr. President, that Muslim believers are commanded by Allah in the Quran, Quran chapter 5 and verse 51, never to take the Jews or the Christians for friends. And if they do that, Allah will not guide them. They will burn in hell forever if they take us for friends. How about what Muhammad taught the Muslims in the Hadith, Mr. President? Listen to the words of the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir as he quoted Muhammad on how the Muslims should treat the Jews and the Christians. Muhammad said, do not initiate the salam, the peace, to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley. That is the teaching of Muhammad, Mr. President. So I do not see anywhere, not in Allah's words or Muhammad's words, that Muslims can take us for friends or initiate peace with us, the Christians and the Jews, Mr. President. So now we know why did I say to the American people that you are a liar when you talked about Islam and the Muslims. And that happened Because you have chosen to read a speech written by someone to fit the political correctness in the life of America. And that is the destruction of America. And because of you, Mr. President, we now have Barack Hussein Obama. And now Obama can tell the American people nothing about Al-Qaeda, nothing about Boko Haram, nothing about ISIS. Because you, Mr. President Bush, praised Islam, Allah, Muhammad, and the Quran. Now we end up with Barack Hussein Obama. If you have told the American people the truth about Islam just after September 11, Barack Hussein Obama will never have the chance even to be a senator. Let alone the president. Can you imagine? We will not even have all these Muslims who are right now running the White House and our government. God help us.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
President Bush praised the cult of Islam by calling it a faith, and he also bragged about it to be practiced freely here in America and abroad by millions of those whom President Bush called friends. Let's continue a little bit more with the rest of his speech.
His teachings are good and peaceful.
The teachings of Islam, the teachings of the Quran is good and peaceful. I do not know what color of Kool-Aid you were drinking, Mr. President, before you gave that speech. I challenge you, Mr. President, and the person who wrote that speech for you, and any Muslim in the world, to show me one peaceful verse written in the Quran. How in the world our president, the president of the United States of America, can take that stage for the State of the Union address? How can he stand there with any integrity, looking at the cameras, and speak to the Muslims worldwide and those who live in America, and speak to the American people and say that the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Islam is good and peaceful? That made me sick, and I had to turn away from the TV. This should make everyone really mad and angry and sick, especially if you have any knowledge about what Allah said in the Quran. I'm shocked. I do not know what to say, America. That is a reality. If you don't investigate the root of the disease, you will never find the cure for the disease. And instead of President Bush tell the truth to the American people about this barbaric cult of Islam, which is the root of all the terrorization and the jihadi movement in the world, no, he praised Allah, he praised Muhammad, he praised the Quran and the teaching of the Quran and the Muslims who live in America and around the world. And that need to be reconsidered. We need to investigate all these kind words, all these praises we have given to Islam and to the Muslims. We need to know the truth about Islam simply by looking into all that which is written in the Quran and in the Hadith. That is Allah's words and Muhammad's words to know the truth, and perhaps we may be able to save America from the destruction. Finally, Mr. Bush said,
"And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah."
And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. Do you know what Mr. Bush was trying to tell us Americans? He was trying to tell us that Allah is God. No, Mr. Bush, you're dead wrong once again. Allah is Satan, and Satan come to commit evil. Satan want to kill and to destroy and to steal, and Satan is using his followers. These are the Muslim believers. I don't call them radicals. I don't call them extremes. I call them Muslim believers because simply Allah in the Quran calls them Muslim believers, and Muhammad also in the hadith calls them Muslim believers, and they, Mr. President, calls themselves Muslim believers. These are the followers of jihad. These are the followers of terrorism, and they exist in the world, and they exist here in America for that purpose, which is to terrorize, to kill, to steal, to destroy. And that is the desire of their God, Allah, Satan, whom you are protecting, whom you are covering with chocolate and sugary words to make Islam palatable. So now the Americans cannot see anything wrong with Allah. Now the American cannot see anything wrong with Muhammad. Now the American people cannot see anything wrong with Islam and the teachings of the Quran, because simply you deceived the entire nation. You deceived even the Muslims themselves, because I believe, Mr. President, that there are plenty of Muslims who know nothing about Islam. And because they heard you praising Islam and speaking very highly of the Quran and Allah and Muhammad, these people continue to stay in this cult, and they will die and they will burn in hell forever because of you, Mr. President. And now, because of these wonderful words of yours, Mr. President, the rest of the liberals in America are using you as a reference. Can you imagine with me, brothers and sisters, when the liberals today speak about Islam, they speak about Islam in a high regard simply because they're quoting George W. Bush as Mr. Bush said, not as Allah said, because Allah did not say anything nice in the Quran, not because Muhammad said, for Muhammad never said anything good or nice in the Hadith, but now the liberals using George W. Bush as the source of their knowledge to know that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion, and to know that Muhammad is a wonderful prophet and Allah is God. And that is what is sickening me for the last 13 years since President Bush gave this address. President Bush spoke to the Muslims all over the world by saying,
"I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith."
He said, "We respect your faith." I don't know, how can George W. Bush tell the Muslims, "We respect your faith," when their faith or their cult said that Bush and all the Christians are infidels? That's not my opinion. That's what Allah said in Quran 5:72. Listen to the word of Allah. Learn some truths about Islam, Mr. Bush, before you speak so highly of it. Allah said in 5:72, "Infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the Christ, son of Mary." Do you, Mr. President, believe that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God Almighty, or you don't? Because that's exactly what all Christians believe. And anyone and everyone who believes that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God, is infidel indeed. So how can you, Mr. President, respect a cult which teaches that I and every Christian in planet Earth is an infidel? How about the following verse, Quran chapter 5 and verse 73, where Allah said, "Mr. President, infidels indeed are those who said, surely Allah is the third of three." That is, you and I and every Christian on planet Earth, sir, who believed that our God is a triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, If you believe in Trinity, Mr. President, like every other Christian, then you and every Christian in planet Earth are infidel indeed. And you respect that cult, Mr. President? How about the punishment which Allah put on you, Mr. President, and on me, and on every Christian who believe that Jesus Christ, Son of Virgin Mary, is God Almighty who came in the flesh, and who believes that the God we worship is a triune, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Listen to the words of Allah in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 47 and verse 4. Allah said, so when you meet those who became infidels, so strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter among them. I don't think you heard me, my dear audience. I don't think Mr. Bush heard me. So let me repeat the verse again to Mr. Bush, who respect the cult of Islam, whom he called a religion which teach, you know what? Let me play it to you again. Listen to his own words in his own voice. President Bush said,
his teachings are good and peaceful. His teachings are good and peaceful. His teachings are good and peaceful.
The teaching of the Quran, the teachings of Islam are good and peaceful. As Allah stated, when you meet the Christian, behead them until you have made a great slaughter among them. That's not my words, brothers and sisters. These are the words of Allah. Quran chapter 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who became infidels, these are the Christians, those who believe in the deity of Christ and the Trinity of God. So strike the necks, that is the word decapitation, America, until you have made a great slaughter among them. What a wonderful, good, and peaceful teaching we have in Islam and in the Quran. Do you know now why we have a problem, America? We have a problem because our president, George W. Bush, lied to us, the American. He deceived even the Muslims who live in America. Those who know nothing about Islam, who are Muslim by names, are now believing that they are in a loving and a peaceful religion. After all, George W. Bush himself assured them in this State of the Union address. And to learn more about the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam.
This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.